to 11. So many of our industries, of course, are struggling to find workers at the moment. And a new program is hoping to help the hospitality sector. You're having difficulty if you run a little cafe somewhere around New South Wales. How are you going with staffing? Well, the Hospitality Without Borders is hoping to train or upskill migrants to start working in the industry as bakers, chefs or waiters. Kasia Ross is from Hospitality Without Borders. She's the program manager there and joins us on ABC New South Wales Now. Kasia, good morning.
Paul.
Oh, I'm sorry, I just I pushed the button but didn't push it hard enough. So good morning, I'll say it again. How are you?
Good morning, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. So is this an untapped resource? Have we got migrants that are interested and capable of moving into hospitality?
Yes, so definitely yes. So I'll just maybe explain a little bit of our program. And so the Hospitality Without Borders it's a program funded by New South Wales Government Trade Pathways Innovation Fund. And it's a digital migrant skills platform that is delivered by Hospitality Training Network here in New South Wales, which is part of the InterWork group. So our program aims to address the hospitality skills shortage across New South Wales.
Can you put that in perspective for us? What's the scope of the shortage?
So at the latest data revealed that, at this moment of time, as of today, there is around 200,000 people that needed to nationwide to help hospitality industry to rebuild from the pandemic lockdown. So that's why we think it's a great time for migrant people to get into industry.
Kasia, do many migrants come to Australia with a background in hospitality, or would you be starting from scratch with the people in the program?
So definitely our program is designed for migrants that they have already experienced working in the industry, but also it's for people that they want to enter the industry right now. So there are many migrants that they have been working in the industry before in their home country, but also we will be supporting people that they're very new to the industry as well. We are hoping to engage with 1,000 people and support them to upskill or enhance their skills.
Are there specific needs? I mentioned, baking, pastry cooks are required, as I understand it. So are some areas or specialties in cooking more in demand than others?
Yes, so we identified that there is a shortage when it comes to bakery industry, chefs, pastry cooks, waiters, concierge hosts, as well as the bartenders. We will be offering, apprenticeships for people to gain that skills and in these roles.
Okay. What about English? Is that going to be a barrier for many?
Oh yes. So as we know, and I know that myself, so migrants face wide range of different barriers into employment. So I've been a migrant myself. I came in Australia without English skills, and talking about barriers, we know that they face many of them, such as language skills, such as transport, limited access to education and training, because they basically don't know what and where to go and what's available. So the lack of local experience, work experience, obviously it's additional barrier for that first work in Australia. Networking challenges, cultural differences. So that's why our program is so unique that, we will be supporting people to through that barriers. And our program will be delivered anywhere in New South Wales, including regional and remote. So we offer a lot of flexibility and self-paced learning options.
Kasia, I appreciate you coming on and explaining the program for us this morning.
Thank you.
Kasia Ross, Hospitality Without Borders Program Manager, trying to skill up regional New South Wales with migrant cooks. It's 6 to 11. This is ABC New South Wales.